So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, ha'inah arba kesef. The amount for ha'inah is 4 ma kesef, as the Mishnah in Daf Mem Tes states. Ha'inah arba kesef mi esrim ba'arba kesef l'sela shtos l'mekech. If the market price of the item was 24 ma kesef, and the item was overpriced or underpriced by 4 ma kesef, which is 1/6 of the market price, the halacha of ha'inah applies. Va'tayna shtei kesef, va'haidah shava pruta. Regarding Shavuos Moedei B'Miktzis, of one who admits to part of a monetary claim, the minimum amount of the claim must be 2 ma'a kesef, and the minimum amount of the admission must be 1 pruta in order to become obligated to swear. The Mishnah continues, Chamesh Prutasein. There are 5 halachas for which the minimum is 1 pruta. Ha'idah Shavu Pruta, as just explained. Va'isha Miskadeshes B'Shavu Pruta, a woman becomes married through Kedusha Kesef if the man gives her money or an object worth a minimum of 1 pruta. If a person benefits from hekdesh in the amount of 1 pruta, all halachas of me'ila apply. If a person finds an item that was worth at least 1 pruta, the halachas of hashavas aveda apply and is obligated to announce his discovery to locate the owner. If someone stole even 1 pruta and swore falsely to deny it and then admitted it, the gazlan attains kapara, atonement, only when the nigzel receives the principal from him. Therefore, the gazlan must travel to the nigzel, even if he lives in Madai, a faraway land. Levi taught a brayis in which there is a slightly different list of 5 halachas, for which the minimum is 1 pruta, as follows. Chamesh pruta sein. Ha'inah pruta. If the market price of the item was 6 prutas, and the item was overpriced or underpriced by 1 pruta, which is 1/6 of the market price, the halachas of ha'inah apply. V'haidah pruta, v'kedusha isha bepruta, v'gezla bepruta, v'yeshivas hadayanim bepruta. Bezin only judges a case of a monetary claim of minimally 1 pruta. The Gemara explains the differences. Levi does not list hashavas aveda because it falls under the broader topic of gezel, which is listed. However, our Mishnah does include hashavas aveda to teach v'avagav dezal, and as Rashi adds, v'mitziya lahachrasa. The Mishnah teaches that if at the time the item was found it was worth a pruta, even though it then became worth less than 1 pruta, the finder is still obligated to return it. Levi does not list me'ila, because b'kachim l'kamayri, he's not discussing kachim. Our Mishnah, however, includes kachim. Our Mishnah does not list ho'ina pruta, because the Mishnah holds ein ho'ina l'prutis, ho'ina does not apply to the pruta copper coin. The minimum ho'ina is an iser, the smallest of silver coins. However, Levi does list it because he holds Yeshina Leprutas, Aino does apply to the Pruta copper coin. Our Mishnah does not list Yeshivas Hadayanin because we already know this from Gezla, as Rashi explains. Kiven the Tana Gezla Bepruta, Shema Meino Memeinahu Bekafinan. From Gezla, we see that a Pruta is a significant amount of money, and it is self understood that Bezmin compels someone to pay an obligation of a Pruta. Levi, however, does list Yeshivas Hadayanin to show that he disagrees with Rav Katina, who holds Bezin Niskak and Afil Lepachis Mishav Pruta. Bezin judges a monetary claim of even less than 1 pruta. The Gemara concludes, however, that Rav Katina does agree that chilas hadin be'inan pruta. Bezin does not initially hear a case of less than 1 pruta. However, Rav Katina refers to imhuskuku Bezin l'shabu pruta, gaimer nafil l'pachas m'shabu pruta. If Bezin initially took on a case of 1 pruta, and the defendant then made a counterclaim, Bezin judges this case even though it is now less than 1 pruta. Zok the Mishnah. Chamishu chumashin hein, elu hein. There are 5 payments to which one is obligated to add a 5th. Ha'eichal truma b'trumas maise b'trumas maise shal demai v'achala v'abikurim maisev chemish. If Yisrael inadvertently ate one of these items that belong to a kohen, he must pay keren v'chemish to the kohen because the pasuk that refers to truma states v'yasev chamishi sayolav. And all these items are considered truma, because regarding trumas maise, the 10th that the Levi separates from maise rishon, the pasuk states trumas Hashem. And regarding challah, the portion separated from dough, the pasuk states terim mitruma. And regarding bikurim, the first budding fruit, the pasuk states mitrumas yadecha. And regarding trumas maisa, shall demai, the chum initiated that one must pay a chaimish if he eats trumas maisa from demai, produce that was purchased from the ama aretz, as one does if he ate truma day raisa. Va'apayde netter revai u'maisu sheni shaloi, maisa chaimish. If a person redeemed his own produce of maisu sheni or netter revai, the fruit of the 4th year of a new tree, he must add a chemish. Ha'poyde esek deshin maisev chemish. If a person redeemed his own object or field that he made hektish, he must add a chemish. Ha'nenesh av a prutim in a hektish maisev chemish. If a person benefits from Hekdesh in the amount of one Prutah, he's liable to pay Keren V'Chemesh to Hekdesh, and he brings a Karban Me'ilah. If someone stole one pruta and swore falsely to deny it and then admitted it, he pays keren v'chemesh to the owner. The Gemara questions the Mishnah's halacha of ha'eichel trumas ma'isa shal demai ma'isa v'chemesh. Although demai is only midir abanan, Rav Nachman Amishmul explains ha'mani remeiruhi dama asu chacham chizik l'devreim kishal teira. The Mishnah is remeir who holds that the chacham strengthen their regulations just like Torah rules. And the requirement of a chemish applies to trumas ma'isa shal demai as it does to trumas deraisa. Similarly, the Braisa states, "Hamevi get me medina sayam nasnu lavala amal b'fani nechta b'fani nechta miyetsi v'havlad mamzit." Divrei Meir. Meir says that if a messenger delivered a get from overseas and did not testify as the chachamim require that he was present when the get was written and signed, a child born from a subsequent marriage is a mamzer because he holds kalamashana mimetbeis shetav chacham begitin yetsi v'havlad mamzer. Any change in the proper procedure for gittin invalidates the get and causes a child born of a future union to be a mamzer. Here too, Rameir says, "Asu chacham mechizik ledevreim kishal teira." However, the Gemara asks that Rameir was more lenient regarding redeeming ma'aser sheni shel demai than regarding redeeming ma'aser sheni deraisa. Apparently, regarding ma'aser sheni shel demai, Rameir holds, "Lo asu chacham mechizik ledevreim kishal teira." The Gemara answers, indeed, "Avo pishe mekel Rameir bepidyonai, machmer hu ba'achilasei." Rameir was lenient only regarding the redemption of Trumas Meiser, and he holds Mechal and Kesef on the Cheshes. One may transfer the Kedusha of silver coins onto copper coins, even though Shebezoyin Meiser hu. V'oid Shaprutas Machlidas. The copper coins are inferior and are disgraceful to use for Meiser, and they also become rusty. However, Rameir was stringent regarding eating Trumas Meiser Shaddamai, and he holds Ha'oichel Trumas Meiser Shaddamai Meisiv Chemish, because Asu Chacham Chizik L'Devreyim Kishal Teirah.